Hello, I hope you're well. I am really excited to be talking to you. I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you all who listened to the last podcast where I talked about my doggo. We're still sad, but I'm feeling a little bit better in terms of mood, and I'm feeling a little bit excited about the change in the season. I mean, it's still tremendously hot here in the DC area. There's just been endless rain, making it even more humid than normal. Sometimes feels like, the joke is that it's a swamp, but there's just so much green around me that it kind of feels rain, like a rainforest. We have these afternoon thunderstorms almost daily. It's been good for my plants. I get to stick them outside and let them get some rainwater. Anyway, I'm rambling. I am so happy to be here. I wanted to talk today about this very complicated and discrete moment in the year, which is this back to school season. And for me, it's twofold. My kids go back to school and I also go back to school. I teach at a university nearby, and part of the rhythm of my work life are these seasons, these quiet times for research, and then these more active times for teaching and service and committee work at the university. And usually this is a really complicated moment in the schedule because the kids go back to school and I go back to school, and none of us handle our stress very well. We all are sort of in bad moods and feeling grouchy. And I have talked, you know, last week I was so sad that I was working on super simple hat projects. I just needed something that could occupy my hands and let my mind, heal, like be blank and empty and not really stress myself out about my knitting. My goodness, that is the last thing our knitting should do. But, you know, there are sometimes when we want projects that are distracting us with their complexity, and then sometimes we want projects that are soothing us with their simplicity. And I was very much in that simple mode. I decided I would frog the hat that was the shelter, made out of shelter yarn. I think it's just going to be too short and not functional. And, you know, I'm sure I'll find a use for that yarn at a different point in time. So I'm just going to put that aside. It gave me such joy in the making. It did exactly what it needed to do, which was occupy my hands as I was, you know, visiting my parents and thinking about how we were going to adjust to life without Jerry, our doggo. And now one of the things I'm finding joy in is small projects. I'm starting to feel like I can handle more complexity. I think as my schedule becomes more complex, I'm needing my knitting to reflect that, but I can't handle large scale things. That still feels very overwhelming. And so all the beautiful sweaters that are popping up right now, I know it's almost sweater season and everyone's planning for Rhinebeck and their Rhinebeck sweaters, but that just feels still too much for me to think ahead like that. And really what I'm craving, I think, are small accessories that are complicated. And I finally have double pointed needles. I still haven't found my old set, but the new set came in and I immediately realized how excited I was to have this new set of needles, because I cast on a colorwork mitten pattern, and then I'm also eyeing these complex cable socks. And both of those projects are really, they're tricky. They're not going to be simple hat knitting. Color work for me is always a challenge. And cables are too, especially in the round with socks. But both, I think, are exactly, they're small enough and they're distracting enough in short bursts of time that they're sort of exactly what I need. I still have it should be a simple scarf, but it's not. I have this, I think it's called the Marin pattern by Isolde Teague on my needles with this gorgeous yarn. It's the fiber company Road to China Light, I think. So it's incredibly soft and it's this very, very pale pink. And I've been so enjoying working with this yarn. I only have 3 skeins of it, but it should be just enough. But the I'll be honest with you, the scarf pattern is challenging for me. I'm not quite sure why. It involves a chart that I have to count. And I'll be honest, that's just sort of been really tricky. I know I've been talking about these small, discrete projects, but this larger one is just like flummoxing me. I think the issue is that I think it should be easier than it is. And so I keep like thinking I understand what I'm supposed to be doing and like plowing ahead and realizing, you know, 20 rows later that I did not follow the directions correctly. And I don't think it's the pattern. I very much think it's my mindset right now. So I am now looking for projects that are going to like force me to go slowly. They're just not things I can, you know, wing on my own. And I think that's also good because it's not TV knitting. And right now, I want to just check out of everything. But in reality, I just can't. I need to stay present and I need to stay focused. And the knitting time that I have right now is really, really limited. I've got a few rows here and there, and that's about it. And so I'm finding that these two projects, these, you know, complex accessory projects are really fitting that need. It's slowing me down and it's allowing me to enjoy the two rows of knitting that I seem to have time for. And as I was, you know, I did that this morning. I woke up, I took my coffee outside and sat in the yard and worked on, I did two rows of these color work mittens. If you've listened for a while, you know, this time last year, I took a a Selbu mitten class. And I had great intentions to cast on. And of course, I just didn't. I couldn't quite pick a pattern. And I also couldn't source the yarn. And so it just kind of languished. And then this summer, my youngest went to Girl Scout camp for 2 days, and it was very fun. It was very stressful because there was lots of COVID tests and, you know, all that jazz. But there was and it wasn't far from here. It was about an hour and a half away from where we live. They loved it. Oh my goodness, they loved it so much. But it's near a knitting store that I hadn't, you know, I'd seen online, but I'd never visited. And when I was there, I noticed that they had the exact yarn that the Selbu mitten class was calling for. Rauma, it's the one that starts with a G, 2-ply, Gesamel or something like that. That's totally not right, but that's how I am remembering it in this moment. So it's this pretty sure Norwegian yarn as well, or Scandinavian yarn, and usually used in these mittens. And I never wanted to like order it just for two colors for color work mittens. Just seemed a lot in shipping and my budget's pretty tight. But I was there and I wanted to support them, but I didn't know what I wanted to, you know, get my budgets really tight. Anyway, they're $10 a skein, which is a little pricey, but I was able to just buy two. They had the colors, my favorite colors, are really, really bright Christmassy red and then this like very pale ice blue, which I just think that combination is so pretty. Very unique. I once again took out the Norwegian mitten pattern book from my local library and finally picked out a pattern and I cast on. And it's, you know, it's color work on small needles. I'm hoping it's going to go well. I'm really paying attention to my tension so that I don't get puckering or, you know, children's mittens, which is what's happened in the past when I made color work. But I'm really enjoying it. And this morning, those two rows taught me an important lesson for right now, which is yarn management. Half of the joy of knitting this project, I think, will be in the setup, right? If I am not careful, the yarn gets super twisty and that affects my tension and then the project, doesn't look as nice, and it really shows. in the finished product and also in the joy of the making. And as I was like trying to manage, and again, it's not too hard, it's just two balls of yarn and they're really brightly colored and different. It should be easy enough to do, but everything gets twisted in the chaos of this time period. And it's such a good reminder for me to slow down, make sure that I've got my fundamentals covered elsewhere in my household so that I can stay present and I can also do the complex tasks that this time period requires. My work or mentoring the kids as they kind of deal with some stressful stuff. One kid starting middle school, there's so many feelings in the house. And I think the more that we set ourselves up for success, the better this school year will go. And so for me right now, I keep thinking yarn management, color work, mittens. It's all in how you set yourself up for success. So anyway, thanks for listening to me ramble. As a reminder, just take what you like and leave the rest. And I hope that you find something useful in this. But if not, let it go. I will not be offended. I am hoping you're well. I hope that this is a really relaxing and exciting time period and that you have some beautiful projects to see you through it. Take care. Happy knitting.